To talk about world reaction, I'm joined by three guests. Marwan Muasher was Jordan's foreign minister and then deputy prime minister from 2002 to 2005. He's now vice president for studies at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Natalie Tocci is the director of the Institute for International Affairs in Italy and a special advisor to European Union Foreign Affairs Minister Josep Borrell. And Minxin Pei is a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College, where he focuses on China. Welcome to the NewsHour for all of you. Thank you very much. Natalie Tocci, let's begin in Europe, which is where Biden says is his priority. We just went through how Europeans are expressing some relief, some hope about the future. But does Europe also believe that there are changes to the transatlantic alliance that will outlast Trump?
Well, yes. I mean, I think there are sort of two main aspects where Europeans are not expecting dramatic changes. The first is, I think, in trade policy. I mean, I think a degree of protectionism is probably likely to outlive Trump. I think as Europeans, we would expect that things like steel and aluminium tariffs would be taken off, but we would not expect dramatic changes in terms of returning to, for instance, negotiations over a trade and investment partnership. Second aspect where I think we would not expect massive changes is in the sort of brewing and more than brewing confrontation between the United States and China. In fact, in some respects, particularly when it comes to human rights issues, we would probably expect that confrontation to deepen even further.
So that brings us to Minxin Pei. How will China respond to that?
Well, China will largely be on the defensive. On the whole, I think they are treating this election outcome with relief, but their expectations are relatively low. What they are going to do is to largely pursue a tit-for-tat strategy, trying to respond cooperatively if a Biden administration shows goodwill, but they are likely to stick to very hardline positions if they believe that there's really no big difference between the Trump administration and the Biden administration.
Natalie Tocci, how much does Europe really believe that America can change under Joe Biden?
There has already been, I think, in the sort of last days, a debate sort of brewing in Europe about the fact that, you know, we cannot simply think that we can sort of flip back to where we were four years ago. And that indeed, some of the changes that, in a sense, sort of Trump and Trumpism have represented are probably long lasting, which essentially means that as Europeans, what we probably have to do is assume greater risk and greater responsibility, and that ultimately that greater risk and responsibility taking and sharing with the United States is going to make up the stuff of a healthier transatlantic relationship with the Biden administration.
And Marwan Muasher, to you, how different does it look in the Middle East with the impending departure of President Trump?
I think you can expect changes in at least three main areas. On the Arab-Israeli conflict, it's clear that the Trump plan is out, and that's good news for the Palestinians, good news for Jordan. In the area of human rights and democracy, a lot of Arab countries are not going to feel they can pursue violations of human rights with impunity from the United States. So you can expect some Arab countries to be concerned about this. And the third area is Iran, where I would say you can also expect an attempt to restart negotiations with Iran and have a new agreement on the nuclear issue.
Natalie Tocci, that aligns, of course, with what Europe is hoping to restart negotiations with Iran. But as you pointed out, not all of the U.S. policies will align with Europe. So how fundamentally different do you think the U.S.-European relationship will be under President Biden?
Well, I think it will be fundamentally different. I mean, I think, one shouldn't belittle just how hard the last 4 years have been. I mean, for the first time in the history of the European integration project, our closest ally and partner essentially looked at us as being pretty much an adversary, if not at times an outright enemy. So that will fundamentally change, and it will change in terms of attitudes towards European security, sort of seeing eye to eye on a number of issues in our neighborhood, and perhaps most importantly, approaching sort of global governance, multilateralism, partnerships on a global scale, basically as, Europeans and Americans playing on the same team.
Minxin Pei, Vice President Biden's team tells me that they are going to focus on domestic issues and focus on the realignment with Europe and then approach China, hopefully, in their words, together with their Western European allies. Do you believe that in that case, China would respond differently?
If the Biden administration is successful in getting its allies on board, then the U.S. will approach China from a position of real strength. But I also want to say that Biden's China policy will not be fundamentally different from the Trump administration's China policy. What we are going to see the difference is mainly in terms of tone. It will adopt a much less strident tone. It will also adopt much more subtle, sophisticated tactics, and it will be much more selective in terms of where to confront China.
To the Middle East, again, Marwan Muasher, you described the differences that you expect in a Biden administration policy. How will the region respond? And go a little bit more in depth, given that one of Biden's particular priorities is not only scrapping the peace deal, as you suggested, but really trying to get back into the Iran nuclear deal.
The Iran deal is a major concern for Gulf countries who felt that President Obama signed a deal with the Iranians at the expense of Iranian interference in the region. So they would like to see any new deal include elements that would check Iranian influence in the region. But as I said, the Palestinians are going to be relieved, not because they expect President Biden to initiate anything serious on the Arab-Israeli conflict, but because they can at least expect to stop the deterioration that the Trump plan and the policies of President Trump has done to the Arab-Israeli conflict.
Minxin Pei, the question of American democracy is one that's been on the lips of many U.S. officials here when it comes to China, trying to make this an ideological battle between the Communist Party of China and the West. And frankly, Xi Jinping has also made this an ideological battle. Do you think that would continue under a Biden administration?
Oh, absolutely. I think the values issue will be an issue the Biden administration has enormous strengths upon. On the other hand, I think the President Trump's refusal to concede plays into China's hand in its own narrative, which is that U.S. democracy is declining, there is enormous decay in the system, and the U.S. should get its own house in order before trying to confront China.
And finally, Marwan Muasher, I wonder about that idea of U.S. democracy declining from the Middle East. Does the U.S. have the influence that it used to in the Middle East?
Let's remember that President Biden would probably devote most of his time, at least in the early stages of his administration, to domestic issues and to repairing the domestic rift in the United States. I think his administration is going to have little bandwidth to deal with an issue like the Arab-Israeli conflict, for example, in the Middle East, and would prefer to devote their energies to Europe and China more than to our region.
Marwan Muasher, Natalie Tocci, Minxin Pei, thank you very much to all of you.